News on the road with Dane, 720 WGN. WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase studio live. And, you know, I feel as though we've been transported back in time to a world where it was simpler, but also a little more dangerous, right? Maybe a lot more fun. And it is the Bristol Renaissance Fair. We've kind of teased it throughout the course of the program. This is one of those experiences, and you pass by it all the time. Lisa, I know that that you do, and I know we've shared it a number of times in the program. You pass by it back and forth. I'm sure a lot of people, if they travel between Illinois and Wisconsin, you see it over there. But unless you've actually been there and experienced, you have no idea what you're in for and what you're going to experience. On the line with us, we have a very important person. First off, a happy birthday, a 30th birthday for her and her twin. She is the sister of the Lord Mayor over there at the Bristol Renaissance Fair, the one and only Hattie Brim. Hattie, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you so much. What a wonderful, warm welcome. I indeed thank you so much for the birthday wishes as well. We are quite excited not only to be celebrating my birthday as well as my brother's, of course, but the 30th anniversary of Bristol itself. We are so very excited that we are getting to speak with you today to let everyone know about our celebration.
Yeah, 30 years. So it's the 30th anniversary of the Bristol Renaissance Fair, and for the last 5 years running for as long as they have meaningfully kind of took care of that stuff. The number one Renaissance Fair in the U.S. for 5 years running. So if people think they have seen or experienced this kind of thing across the country, there is none better than what you guys are doing right here a little north of the border in Wisconsin. So, Hattie, let's talk a little bit about it, the kind of things that you're going to experience. We've talked about it, that you really do feel as though you've been transported back in time to another world, and maybe a little bit of a different world, right? A little bit of magic, a little bit of mystery.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We, first of all, as you enter through our gates, we transport you back to 1574, the 16th year of Her Majesty's reign in Bristol, England, a port town, second largest city in all of England. Our buildings are lovely and decorated. We have adorned our streets for our celebration. There are people greeting you as you walk in, shopkeepers welcoming you in. It is the most wondrous, happy feeling when you just walk right in. Before you even do anything else, we want to make sure that your experience starts off with happiness and joy. And so it is one of my favorite things in the whole fair is simply coming to those gates and watching the people enter into such magic that we get to create every day for them on Saturdays and Sundays, and watching their eyes light up and children experience the magic, looking at our fairies, seeing the dresses and the men all carrying swords and whatnot. And it is wonderful to, just for that brief moment, watch them forget where they just were and all of that, leave it all behind and come and play and enjoy the freedom and the magic that this world gives them. And creating that with them is one of the most wonderful things I think that I get to experience on a daily basis.
Yeah. Here. Okay. So you get to experience, but other people get to experience you and the rest of the residents there in Bristol. And for the listeners, it is, and it feels like, and you're probably thinking, hey, this is, you know, it's more of a, like a theatrical production. And it is every bit of that. There's a lot of that stuff going on, but yes. It is, you know, it gives you a lot of the things that you know and love about an amusement park experience. There are rides, there are games, there are all those things.
Absolutely.
And on the food side too, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that. You guys have
a lot of
really great food. So it gives you a little bit of everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. Whatever it is that you are looking for, if you want to come and experience shows and be completely entertained, we will do that for you. If you want to come and you want to experience shopping that you can get nowhere else, this is the place for you. If you want to come and indulge every sense and all of your taste buds, we will do that for you. We have drinks and food to entice all levels and every picky eater out there, as well as making sure that everyone that might have something special that they need dietarily, we make sure we have something for them as well. We have gluten-free, we have vegetarian. We even go so far as to have gluten-free ales, so that way they can experience the entirety of a Renaissance fair with us. Delectable chocolates, giant turkey legs, and let us not forget my most favorite cheese fritters. They are once a fair treat, because otherwise I would no longer fit into my dress. But they are so very good.
You think about this, so it has all kind of the benefits and some of the positives of transporting yourself back to 1574, but you know, with the, you know, the accommodation of dietary restrictions, you've got all those
Absolutely.
Kind of things. And on the food side, it's neat to see. Plus, on the marketplace side, there's 200 crafters, 200 vendors, so you can get. You mentioned, you know, items you wouldn't find anywhere else. It's a lot of the kind of stuff that you would find in that fantasy world. You've got those things
yes.
right there for people.
Yes, absolutely. We, our 200 wonderful artisans are creating crafts and trinkets and lovely pieces of clothing and jewelry, leather goods, all of the things that you might want to increase your fantasy, this being our fantasy weekend, but also to increase. If you want to dress and come and play at your level, if you want to be, you know, taking home a beautiful candle that you can smell throughout the day, to throughout your day, to remember your experience here. Perhaps you would love, you know, fairy wings for your child, that sort of thing. We want to make sure that your experience here is unique, but also to make sure that all of your tastes are taken care of as well.
Yeah, and on the competition side, there's some action, so it isn't necessarily even just something to walk through and experience, but you have some of these impromptu sword fights. I think there's even jousting, right? Some of those things are going on.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We are quite lucky. Yes, we do have a group of performers called By the Sword who are in our streets daily. Grace O'Malley and her wonderful crew from her ship, as well as our good people trying to keep the peace, battle it out in our streets with their swords. We also, as you said, have the jousters, a magnificent jousting team that we are so lucky to have down by us, that do full contact, fully armored joust with solid lances. It is a unique performance at every turn.
Wow, so there's that level of authenticity involved with it as well, as the as you transport people back to 1574, let the listeners know we're talking with Hattie Brim. She is the sister to the Lord Mayor there in Bristol, and taking time out on her birthday. It is her 30th birthday and also the 30th anniversary of the Bristol Renaissance Fair. So for people that want to get out there and see it, and we couldn't encourage you more to do it, the prices are very considered. I think it's $25 for adults. I think it's only 11 something for kids. You can get tickets at Walmart. Greens for the website for people to be able to get more information, find out about some of the special events and how they
yes,
can get
indeed.
Out there and go back in time and see you. Where can they go?
Well, first, you are absolutely correct. We do have some marvelous discounts with our partners at both Walgreens and at Menards. You can purchase discount tickets before you come. You can go to our website, renfair.com, renfair.com. We also have discounts there, and you can purchase tickets ahead of time. And then also it tells you all about our weekends that we have coming up. This weekend being our fantasy weekend, we have a costume contest going on both days with marvelous prizes. Next weekend is our swashbucklers weekend, so those of you in the pirating mood, we are welcoming them in. And then our final weekend has no direct theme other than celebration of our marvelous season and all that we have done and done with our guests. But we have three marvelous days to celebrate with them: Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day Monday. We are open all 3 days, 10 until 7, and rain or shine, we are here to come and play with them and take them to 1574 with us, and hopefully put a smile on their face and brighten their days.
Well, here's the other thing, too, and you made me think of it, and before we let you go, too, is you get to experience all the things that you're doing in the period work that you guys are doing and sharing and entertaining and jousting and all that kind of stuff. But
oh,
it
yes.
is the kind of place, you know, unlike what people may do at certain amusement parks, is you can show up and participate, right? So for the listeners, if they show up, they can get in their own costumes and kind of play along with you guys.
Oh, absolutely. We love watching everyone coming in with their costumes, whether they be Renaissance-styled costumes or not, especially, obviously, for our fantasy weekend. We have dragons here today. We have people in full costumes for Renaissance, but we also have fairies and elves. We had a group of family members here today in our costume contest that were beautiful, and it was so much fun to watch them. So even if your costume is not Renaissance specific, please come and join us, wear it, enjoy your day. And when you're here, there are ways throughout the day to join us. Many of our stage acts have volunteers that bring them in, and so many of our performers are out in our streets interacting with all of our guests on a personal level, which is so wonderful, because then that means we get to see the things that we are creating with them, and they get to be part of what is happening on such a personal level that many places, as you said, amusement parks, you get thrill rides, but the thrill of interaction is what we get to give.
Yeah.
And that is so very special and lucky to have.
It's a totally unique experience. It's every bit as fun. And there's experiences for, you know, for adults, young adults, old adults, families, kids, you name it. Everybody's got kind of a role to play there, no pun intended, and
no,
get out
absolutely.
There and enjoy it. The website is renfair.com, and on the line with us, we've got Hattie Brim. She is the sister to Lord Mayor. She's taken herself away to share that experience with us. Encourage people to get out there and see at the Renaissance Fair out there in Bristol. It is a road trip that you can take. It is less than an hour away from all of Chicagoland, but it takes you a world away. And so, Hattie, I want to encourage listeners to get out there, and thank you for taking time out and joining us on the show today.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me and to help spread the word about this marvelous place that they can come and enjoy. So I appreciate your time. Thank you kindly.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Hattie. Get back to 1574, and we'll talk to you soon. All right. That's Hattie Brim, 1574, out there at the Bristol Renaissance Fair, Renfair, R-E-N-F-A-I-R, .com. You get information on the tickets, the discounts, all the different events that they've got going on. It is a really, really fun place. Get out there and check it before they shut down for the season. It is 21 minutes after 3 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to have, I think we're going to have Kurt Busch, NASCAR driver, defending Daytona 500 driver. He was out at Wrigley Field enjoying a little bit of the action happening up the street. And so we'll talk to him a little bit about Bristol and about racing in Chicago. Stay tuned. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch.